It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Yes, it is Thursday Talk Round, July 21st. Shoot, I have this really, really neat intro with a bunch of jungle sounds in it. And for some reason, I just totally gapped it out.
It was that Footloose commercial.
It was. It totally distracted me.
I can't remember why we're here.
I'm just going to go get,
Footloose, the musical, has got to be second to the music festival that's going on here.
Oh, well, yeah. And that starts today.
I'm so excited.
I'm wound up.
Yes.
We got Zoo News to talk about.
Let's do that first.
Kathy Dickman, Tom Schmaltz, A.D. Paul showing up. A.D., good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the house here.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
And we're going to talk about all sorts of things, Chankabazoo, and then we'll kind of get to some music things. And because between music and art, the zoo's kind of caught up in all of it, too.
Indeed.
You know, I mean, with Tal being a musician.
Oh, hello.
I think next year he belongs on the bill for Headwaters.
Well, you know, his concert's coming up on the 7th, so we're just a week off.
Cam a Musiker.
Yep.
Yes.
He's the 7th at 2 o'clock. New York Comer Musiker. Annual concert.
Yes.
A few years, though. And featuring the Comer Musiker group from New York.
From New York.
Flying in for this. And featuring Tal on the recorder, of course, which then features A.D. Paul. Because she's been playing the recorder with him for this event for many years.
So, A.D., how's that been going?
Oh, great.
So he picks up on things really, really quick.
Oh, yeah. He's been training over 20 years, so he's got it down. Sometimes I think he trains me.
Every day.
So how did you
if
guys...
If only he could train Tom.
How did you... Tom Schmaltz on oboe, too, by the way, with this whole thing.
And you know, he trains with all the trainers do... four of the trainers do the recorder with him,
right?
Along with his other health things. So yay.
So A.D., you are the lead keeper down there at the zoo. How many people are working under you? How many people do you have?
We now have 7 zookeepers under me.
Wow,
including me. So
okay.
6 under me.
So do they get the job done?
I
would assume.
Yeah, they're all extremely hard workers, very dedicated to their job, have the passion, and they do a great job.
And as far as the training down there, because I always tell people, if you go down there, catch a training session.
Yes.
I would imagine that they're really well-versed in that, too.
Oh, yeah. I've got 2 new trainers on, a third one coming into the program. So you get to see everything from experienced trainers to how trainers begin. So you'll get to see those sessions, get to see those new trainers as well, and... You know, it's kind of eye-opening to figure out how does a trainer get started.
Right.
And we've got 2 of them right now that are in that phase and
okay.
would love to answer questions on how they're going to be training.
And I suppose they're learning new things every day, too. Well, you all do down there. That's the thing about the zoo. It's one big education platform.
We learn something every day just by watching the animals, people. We learn stuff from our public. They
right.
tell us things, too. You know, I get this as an example all the time, like, oh, my kid's in the stroller and he can't view this. And that's how we change shrubbery around. Things like that, too.
Because serious.
Putting a video camera on a stroller and going through the zoo really opens the eyes of what a toddler is seeing.
Okay.
Because mom and dad can only lift up so many kids.
That's
so
true.
Different things like that. But, we have A.D. in the studio today and talking about her work. And all of our zookeepers at Chinka because it is National Zookeeper Week.
So, A.D., you've been down there for 14 years, was it?
Yep.
You've been at Chankabazoo for 14 years. If you could sum up the whole experience in one word, what would it be?
Wonderful.
Okay. See, I always love throwing that one out, too.
It's and, a tough one.
Yeah,
there's
it
so
is.
Many good one. Words. I
right,
had to pick
right.
one. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always wonderful either. I mean, she's being kind because there's days. I mean, I said it all week, but we said it all the time too. And is zookeepers work in extreme temperatures, extreme conditions, and they just keep going and going and going. Tom Schmaltz started as a keeper in 1996.
That's right. And look at you today as a curator. See?
And, you know, every day they come in and see me, it's a bright, sunshiny day.
right.
We'll get the rest of them in here and ask them that.
Oh, man, as your nose continues to grow here, Tom
Schmuck. I'm so outnumbered. This is the only time I get to talk.
Serious?
Yeah.
More so like, this is the only time we get to talk.
There you go. There you go. So what's new in the curator section and what's happening down at the zoo?
We need some rain. You know, this spring we go, quit raining. Now it would be okay to have some rain, but no, things are going great. We got our hay supply in from Direct Farms. They've been so gracious to us for years and years. They hauled in our hay and helped us out with that. And you'll see on top of the levee, there's 104 bales up there.
Wow.
Of the big round. Plus, we have our barn full of the squares and stuff, and they're great to work with. So that was a big move for us to get all that done and get it in. It makes you feel good. And besides that, the smell of fresh cut hay.
Oh, yeah,
nothing
like it.
Better.
There is nothing like it.
We all remember throwing the little bales of hay.
Oh, yeah.
Stacking them.
Right.
And then we put it at the top. So we just keep putting it so way up the top of the ceiling of the pole barn. But now we got the big cut bales. And that's really nice. And Giraffes were at the zoo last night for a tour. And Tom was telling them how much the rhinos eat, and I could see them glancing over at all those bales on the levee, counting and going, oh, I don't know if this is going to do it.
Well, listen, 80, we're running short on time. 80, congratulations on 14 years. And to your crew down there, too, of course, accolades to all the people you got working for you.
Thank you very
definitely.
Much.
So music-wise, yeah, Headwaters Music Festival.
Well, you know, you've got some classmates coming back to town.
I hear that, and that gets me excited, too, because that's always a party.
Yes, so we can hear Billy Dee and the Crystals and
32 Below.
32 Below
is after you, and then that's just one day.
Yeah,
today it starts.
It starts tonight with the Dave Engstrom Jam down at the band shelter.
That is so much fun. That's a do not miss as well.
And again,
anybody that's what got it all going.
Right, that's you just show up if you can play. And even if you can't play so much, show up.
You mean I can show with my guitar and play with
them? Absolutely. Tom can show with his oboe.
I'll be there, front and center.
Bring his bow down over. 80 sings. So
all right. Okay, cool. So you got the whole zoo contingent going on.
We got the whole zoo. We're going to have to close the zoo early.
I love it.
To the bench.
I love it.
And then, of course, it continues tomorrow. It continues Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
So excited. So get a poster. Go online, people. Read about this and got it. We have posters at the zoo as well.
A lot of great music
about it.
That park's gonna be a busy place this weekend too. I think 80, you're gonna have your hands full. You're gonna have a lot of people through.
Oh, I'm excited.
All right.
Great on.
Thank you so much, all three of you,
for
coming in here. It's 8:30 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
No one woke up this morning and thought